Hi guys, and welcome back to R&R with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach, and today we're talking about our winter favorites. But first and foremost, we're going to do a little catch-up.
Of course.
Do you want to go first?
Our weekly catch-up, yes. I was very responsible, and I wrote down stuff that happened to me this week.
I did too.
So I'm that so I would proud have of you. Things to talk about today. Okay, the first thing that I just wanted to mention was I did my first hot Pilates class.
Oh, yeah. You have to tell me.
Literally. Daily, if you're listening, shout out. It was so fun. I did feel... Let me just set the scene. The room's 95 degrees.
I'd die immediately. I'd walk in and be like... My Apple Watch would be like, please sit down.
So that was like... Oh, wow. So like the whole first... I would say the first 20 minutes, I'm like, I got this in the bag. Like, this is fun. We're just like vibing. Oh. Then this chick goes, now we got the cardio section.
No.
Guys, I was seeing stars for a second there. Literally, Daily's like, just step out of the room. And I'm like, I need to because it's so hot here. Like, I'm like chugging water. I'm like, if I feel bad. Like, people are probably laughing at me, but it was really fun.
I bet nobody even cared because they were all like relatable.
Yes.
They were probably like,
I'm like, it's my first time here, people.
Wait. But on that topic, Ty also did Pilates for the first time
when he was in Colorado.
Because our really good friend, shout out Sam, she listens to the podcast.
Okay.
But she is like a Pilates instructor, and Ty was like, Ty was like, that was so hard. And I feel like
it's hard.
I love seeing the TikTok videos of being like, take my boyfriend to Pilates and he thinks it's going to be so easy and men are like, this is so hard. And it's like, yeah, because when do you ever use those muscles at the gym?
You don't. That's
crazy.
Were
you so sore?
Yeah, I'm still sore. I was shaking in there. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, it's not just like normal like lifting. It's like,
no.
It's crazy. Anyway, 10 out of 10 recommend. We went to, why can't I think of the name? Sorry, Daily's going to yell at me the name because she's going to listen to this and be like, bruh. Brick Canvas.
Oh, they sent me, like, a bag and everything, because they did, like, a collab with Thread Wallets.
Oh my gosh.
But that's when I was living in Colorado, so I should go.
You need to go, because this...
Bring my Brick Canvas bag.
Literally. The studio is so cute. I will immediately be signing up for a membership, but the thing is, I'm gonna wait until the new year, because I have school every single night, so it's just, is it worth it right now for me? But in the new year, when I'm free every night, I'm gonna sign up.
Wait, if you're gonna go at nighttime, what time do you go?
Like, I don't know, like 5:30 in the evening.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go with you.
Yeah.
I should go with you.
Literally, once Ty gets off work.
That would be so fun.
It was so fun. So shout out to Daily. Thanks for introducing me to that.
Okay, wait. On the fitness journey note.
Let's hear it.
I got a gym membership.
Oh, slay.
Which I've had one. And I used to go to EOS. But now I go to like our local rec center because EOS doesn't allow kids under 2. And I was like, cool, awesome. What am I supposed to do with Wes?
Yeah.
And Ty goes out of town for a week every single month, and so it was just like that week I don't get to go to the gym. But now the gym that I go to has gym daycare, and the first time I dropped West off, he literally went bye. He literally said bye to me. He was bye.
He was so excited.
Yeah, and it was so fun, and I literally was like, I feel so like guilt-free right now.
Good.
Like, I'm just like, he's having a blast.
And did you feel good about the people that were working there? Like,
yeah, they were so sweet. Yeah. Good. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're like 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, so true.
Who, like, love babies.
Yeah, that's good.
But, unfortunately, now I have no excuse to not get 10,000 steps in a day. Because I'm like...
I can go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. And they watch him for 2 hours. I have 2 hours every day.
Wow.
I know. Also, sorry guys, my voice is weird. I'm kind of sick. I don't know what that's about. But not, like, contagious. I don't know what's going on. My voice is just kind of gone. But this morning, I woke up and thought I was pregnant, and that was terrifying. So...
I was like, imagine if Rachel is announcing that she's
pregnant. I'm like, hey guys, welcome to the pod. Episode 3 is up and I am pregnant. Welcome to the lore.
Oh, it would be crazy.
I know.
She's not pregnant though.
No. Do you have any other updates?
Oh yes, I had one more thing that I was going to talk about. If you guys are following me on TikTok, you've seen I posted 3 TikToks this week.
Oh, I know. Busy girl. And like, I'm commenting 12 times on every one. I'm like, yes, Reagan!
I'm like, okay, who is she, guys? Who is she? I thrifted my dream bed frame this week.
It's gorgeous.
On Facebook Marketplace. It was an amazing find, and I'm obsessed with it. I got my new bedding.
Oh my gosh.
So I will have to show you a picture, and I'll post a picture on our story to show our followers.
Now we have matching bedding.
Literally. I mean, I didn't even know you had that bedding.
Tell me you're in sync with your best friend until you find out on TikTok that she just bought the same bedding you have.
Literally. It's amazing. I'm obsessed with it.
That here looks it so good. It looks so good.
Yes, I took these lights down. I'm revamping.
Does yours have a zipper on the end?
Buttons.
Mine doesn't have anything.
They forgot to sew the buttons on yours.
Yeah, so that's the reason I'm getting rid of it. And I was, like, gonna give it to you for free and be like, just sew on some buttons.
Yeah.
But now it's another to-do list.
Yes, mine has, like, buttons, but not, like a clasp button. Yeah. That you, like these buttons that are literally on your pajamas.
People say in the comments, or not the comments, on the reviews, and it was like, I bought two, one has buttons, one doesn't. So it must be a manufacturer thing.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I know.
Anyway, I love the bedding. We've slept on it 2 nights now.
Oh my gosh.
It's really cute. Honestly, I've just been kind of on my thrift grind. Like, if you also saw my other TikTok, I did like a little thrift haul.
I was shocked at how many paintings you got and how fire they were.
Thank you. Prints and frames. I was like,
your bowl?
Yes, my bowl.
You're kidding.
I love my bowl. Yeah, I found some really good things, and I went to the Savers in Orem and the Savers in Draper, and the Savers in Draper hits, okay? If you guys are living in Utah, please go to the Savers in Draper.
Because I only ever had one in Orem.
Yes, the one in Orem, I can probably find, like, 4 good things. In Draper, I'm like, okay, I need to decide, what can I get, what do I have to put back? So, everybody go to that. Savers is so amazing. It's probably because rich people live in Draper and are donating their stuff.
Yeah, and it's probably, like, all West Elm and Potter and Barn, and they're just, like,
really cute. I didn't look through the clothes because I told myself I can't buy clothes right now, so I just was buying stuff for my house, because that would have been a whole nother toxic cycle. I've been very inspired to go thrifting again, and it's been a while since I felt that way, because we're going to dive into this on another episode, just, like, my style and, like, my personal style and how I was lost for a long, long time.
I'm still lost. Have a baby, and you're like, who am I?
Yes.
Existential crisis.
I'm sure it's like the same feeling.
And you're getting used to your body because you felt like a cow for 9 months straight. And then you're like, I still feel like a cow. I just don't have something moving inside me.
Yeah.
So how do we address this?
It is an adjustment. I'm so sure. Yeah.
But that's awesome.
So yeah, for another episode, we'll dive into that. But I've been feeling really inspired to thrift again. And it was so fun to not like worry about thrifting clothes and just worry about like stuff for my house. And I felt like I found some cute stuff. So
it's so cute. So go look at her TikTok. What is it?
Thank you.
Rags for Prez?
Rags for Prez. Hit me up.
Okay, my last two things. One, we got 150 downloads. Guys.
Seriously. I was shocked.
Rick and I were like 5, maybe. And that was going to be just family members.
Maybe 2. It's me and Rachel listening
to it. Yeah, me listening to it 30 times to make sure there's nothing embarrassing left in there.
Literally. I'm so thankful you did that because I haven't listened to it. I still haven't listened to our second episode.
It's fire.
Okay,
I listened to both of them.
Sadly, guys, I hate my voice. So I simply cannot listen to myself.
I'm going to listen to this and edit it and be like, was there a man in the room? Like, why is my voice doing this? I'm going through puberty, guys. Currently.
Like, yeah, I just don't vibe with my voice.
It's just Ty in here with a wig on.
Imagine, I'm just chatting up with Ty, guys.
He would. Okay, and then the last thing is Ty went out of town and I didn't die. Because literally. I am not kidding you guys. Every time Ty has gone out of town since Wes was 6 weeks old, Wes either has a seizure or
gets sick.
And I get sick too. Last time he was out of town, Wes and I both had 104 fevers. Wes had, oh my gosh, I could literally cry. He had croup, RSV, and he was teething and had an 18-month sleep regression. I literally said, please, thank you for the triple threat, Tyler. Guess where Tyler was?
Put me in the ground.
This, you know where Tyler was? Universal Studios in Florida. I said, shoot me in the head.
No.
And Ty's like, should I get him a Mickey Mouse thing? And I literally am like, could care less. Dying. Thanks for that.
Literally, I'm so, that's crazy.
But it was like a work trip because he went to Sprouts Con, which was in Florida. And so they all went for a day and Ty felt so bad. But then, this is evil of me to say, but Ty came home and got sick and I was like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm so happy that you didn't die and everything went well. It's, like, so good. It's probably very reassuring. Like, I can be here by myself.
I mean, it's only taken 18 months.
Literally.
But I also think it's so different living here now because I have so much support. Mm-hmm. Like, I have 2 siblings. Ty's 2 sisters are here. My mom's 3.5 hours away. Like, when I was super sick, she literally was like, do you want me to drive down right now?
Yeah.
Like, you're dying. And my next door neighbor is a freaking, I don't even know, a G. Like, she is so amazing. Mm-hmm. She's a labor and delivery nurse. And she is so helpful. She would come over and help me give medicine to West. Because if you ever give medicine to an 18-month-old, yeah, it's like strangling a cow. Because he's insane. But this time, it was so good. And then he got home, and now I'm, like, super nauseous. I'm like, okay, what's that about? So, you know what? Whoever my op is, you got the timing off. Like, my ops, they're pissed right now that I'm not sick. I didn't get sick when Ty's out of town. Literally. But now he's back, and Ty literally this morning was like, aren't you so glad I'm in town? I was like, yeah, bye. Sleeping until 12 today.
Seriously. Okay. That's amazing. I'm so happy you guys survived the week without Ty. It's good to hear.
Truly. But let's get into our favorite things.
Yes, we're gonna chat, guys, about our winter faves. Let's start with clothing. Is that...
Okay, yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing I wrote down that I wanted to chat about is just, like, some colors that have really been hitting it for mm-hmm. me mm-hmm. this fall and winter. And that is burgundy.
Yes.
I'm not sure what it is about a burgundy right now, but I'm obsessed.
Literally.
I'm obsessed. I want sunglasses. I want a coat. I want a sweater. I want everything to be burgundy. That goes hand in hand with the next color I'm going to say, brown.
Yes.
I'm vibing so hard with brown.
I just got a Gap set that's brown.
Yes. Like, it's so cute. I want everything to be brown and burgundy. That goes into my next thing. Was the cardigan button-ups.
That's literally on mine, too. I like the cardigan button-up combo.
It's perfect. So cute.
And it truly is transitional, because I'll see people be like, how to make your summer clothes transitional to fall? And it's like, no, you don't get it. We live in Utah. Fall is 2 weeks long, and now we're in winter, and it's 38 degrees. I need something that I can literally take my summer clothes, which is like a white t-shirt you have, and then you throw your cardigan on top, and you're a layering queen.
I was gonna say, it's so cute, and it's so simple, and it looks like you put a lot of thought into the outfit, but it's literally a t-shirt and jeans.
And it's comfy.
With a cardigan, yes, exactly, so comfy. And then you can wear it, the top two buttons buttoned, the whole thing buttoned up, half tucked, untucked, with a belt. Like, you can dress it up, dress it down, put some boots on, wear it with a skirt. Like,
I've seen people wearing their dresses with cardigans with just the top button done.
So cute.
I'm like, that is so cute, because the dress is cute, but it's like a summer dress with tank top. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, nope, transitional. And like, I bet you guys are like, wow, amazing find, girlfriend.
So innovative.
You guys cardigans so have been around dumb. Forever. But like, I don't know why it's just hitting so hard right
yes,
now.
Yes, guys, this year is different. Like, our grandmas have been wearing cardigans. We know this, okay? But something about this year in a button-up cardigan, it's just like...
It's eating. I don't know what it
so
is.
It's so cute.
But, and like, literally, I don't know if you'll even relate to this. I have like low-key trauma from going to church and wearing kind of like, it was a little on the edge. And my mom would be like, go get a cover-up. And I was like,
oh yes, like the old Navy cover-up.
Yeah, and it's tight as freak.
On your arms.
On your arms. No.
No, it's not.
It has to be a chunky... thick, uh-huh. And it has to be like an XXL.
Yes, literally.
It has to look loose on you. If it's tight, no, that doesn't hit.
If you guys are like, where can I find something like this? I bought 3 at H&M. I have a striped burgundy and a black one. I love, 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 love them. So we'll link that also.
Yeah. Also, Called to Surf. It's a local brand. Shout out. But their cardigans are so cute. So, we'll link all of those.
And they have lots of colors.
Yeah.
To choose from, Called to Surf. So.
Okay, another thing, since we're talking about colors, honestly, the color red, it's been in season for, like, 2 years straight, but I'm still not over it.
No, it's so good.
I love the color red.
I love it, too. My Bagu's red. I feel like it's a color I can wear with everything.
Which you wouldn't think. I feel like 2020, it was, like, so minimal, and everyone had beige everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that primary colors are back being basics.
Yes.
Because that's what they are. It's a primary color. It's mm-hmm. basic. It goes with everything.
Exactly.
Everything is derived from, like, the color red, basically.
Literally. And having a cute red shoe with a simple outfit, it does so much.
We gotta talk about that. Because you gotta have the right legs to wear ballet flats. I put on ballet flats, and I said, okay.
No.
What's going on? I'm in fourth grade again.
No.
Where are my kids? wearing my freaking Bobs because I couldn't afford Toms.
Literally Bobs.
Which I had those red Bobs on. And they stank!
They were so bad, guys.
Oh. I'm totally outing that and my freaking Asics. I wear Asics with jeans. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on, girl? Like, I just, my mom really said, you're your own self. Marty literally was just like, creative, like, have whatever. Yes,
creative freedom.
Yeah, and just was like,
I love this outfit you put together today, Rach.
And it would be like a side ponytail with a flower bow that matched my outfit. And Asics. You're just like, wow, thank you for that.
It's okay. We've all been there.
No, but here's the thing. Some girl could wear that exact outfit I wore in fifth grade in New York right now, and people would be like, chic. And I'm so like, true. Okay, so when I wore that in fifth grade, I got bullied?
Literally.
Anyways, but I feel like I can't wear flats.
No, you can wear flats. I felt the same exact way, and a few of my friends have heard this already. I put on the red ballet flats that I found at TJ Maxx for literally like $15. Shout out TJ Maxx. And I was like, I can't do it. Like, no. I can't wear it out, like, in public. Like, I'm nervous. Then one day I was like, this is cute. I'm just gonna do it. Like, nobody is gonna say, why is she wearing ballet flats? Nobody's gonna do that.
No.
So I just decided to wear them, and now I can't stop.
But you also, I don't know, like, your outfits are so good.
No.
I'm just like, no. I just put on ballet flats, and I'm like, what's going on, girl? Like, I have body dysmorphia. I'm like, my legs 10 million miles long currently.
Well, maybe ballet flats don't, we're gonna also dive into this, sorry, this is a side subject. Maybe ballet flats don't go under your style categories that
I
know. You like.
I think that's what it is, because I feel like I'm very, like, West Coast,
yes,
sporty lounge.
Yes. And I don't feel like ballet flats probably fits in that, and that's fine.
I know.
You don't have to, what's nice is you don't have to participate in every trend if you don't want to. If it's not your thing, yeah, it's just not your thing.
I just, because my ankles are literally non-existent and I break my ankles all the time, I literally have sworn to a chunky shoe because I just love the way they look, and now everyone is doing flats, and I'm like, I can't do that. Like, I love a chunky sneaker.
What's good is this chunky sneaker still, you can still get away with.
Yeah. I'm just like, I want a million New Balances that are chunky. Except, when did the grandpa shoe become $250?
So true.
Anyways.
It's so unfortunate.
Sorry, that was a rant about me not being able
to wear red. But red, back to red. So
red's
in.
So good.
I love it. Next thing I have is what Rachel is currently wearing. Our comfortable cotton-on sets that we got, guys. You've all seen the pictures. We know. We can't shut up about these. You guys don't understand. I just ordered it in another color. It's perfect. I want to wear it every single day, and that's why I was like, I simply have to buy this in other colors.
Literally.
Because I can't wear the same
prepare
set every day.
To be sick of me, because it's a staple in my closet now. And I was like, Reagan and I put it on in the dressing room, and we were both like, wait,
guys,
why?
We tried it on just to get a picture in it. Let's
and then
just
we bought
say.
It.
We tried it on because we're like, this will just be cute to twin for, like, a picture. We were both like, wait, we have to buy this immediately.
Literally.
Fun fact for you guys, it's on sale online.
You're kidding. Wait, what?
It's on sale online, like, 30% off the top and the bottoms. So, you need to buy another pair.
I know.
And I'm kind of mad at us for buying them full price in store because we could have got it literally
honestly,
30% off.
Not that mad because I've already got my money's worth in it.
So true.
Living in it.
Yep.
Anytime I'm like, gotta get my comfies on, my cozies, and Ty's like, I'm gonna buy you a million of them.
Yes.
And my friend, actually, she is pregnant and was like, those look like they'd be so comfy for pregnancy. Yes, because the band is so big.
And stretchy.
Yep. That was like, I think I said that to you when we were in the dressing room. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this would be so comfortable for pregnancy. So, if any of those girls are out there pregnant, this...
I fear I have to get it in every color.
I know.
So.
And it's not see-through, which I appreciate.
Same. I'm like, rest in peace to my bank account because I will be purchasing.
Cotton On, shout out if you want to work with us. We are your biggest reps.
Literally, Cotton On body, this set slaps.
Whoever made it, give them a raise. We love you. Next thing. Uggs. I want the exact Uggs. Which, again, wow, groundbreaking, Rachel. Uggs for fall. Okay. Okay. Again, I never said it was going to be groundbreaking. Just my favorite things currently. But, Reagan, your Uggs? I'm like, those look so comfy.
Yes, they are.
And they're the platform ones. Them.
Yes, I am very small. Short, I mean. I am.
I am the skinniest, tiniest person ever. You cannot see my waist.
I'm literally tiny.
Y'all see that fucking dust? That's right.
yes. No, I'm just so short. It's, like, embarrassing. So, the platform Uggs do the most for me. They're comfy. They're cute. They go with everything. I love them.
Okay, wait. We have to talk about this. Because I had only seen you literally 3 times before I moved here, when I saw you again, I literally was like, did she shrink? I had to have had a growth spurt from the time we met in EY. Oh,
definitely. Guys. And I stayed the same.
Reagan makes me look so tall. I'm a giant.
No.
I'm 6 feet tall next to Reagan. No. And then me wanting to get the platform Uggs, you're going to be like, really?
Oh my. Really? You're going to be towering over.
Guys, I'm actually maybe 5'6". I'm not even that tall.
I was going to say, it's not that Rachel is tall. It's just that I am so short that
I'm just so small.
No, like, I feel bad. Like, taking pictures, everybody's like, I look so awkward because they are a normal height and I'm just like, like, so small. It's, like, terrible. I'm like, okay, so you guys either have to bend down, I have to stand on my tippy toes. I don't know. I know. I am small. So, platforms do the most for me. So, like, my Uggs, I love. And they're so comfy. And they can take you into winter. My next thing that I wrote down is fun sunglasses for fall. I'm vibing. Like, I just saw, really, I just tried on a really cute pair of, like, burgundy sunglasses. I sent you the ones from Free People.
So
they're
cute.
They're so cute. I, like, really am liking a fun sunglass for the fall. Like, it's so fun and cute.
I like that the lenses are also different colors.
Yes.
Though. Like, I'm loving that.
Yeah, it's really fun. That's my last thing for clothing.
My last thing was just, honestly, Gap. They've stepped it up.
So like, true.
So hardcore. I took Reagan, because Gap, you and I are beefing right now because you owe me some sweatpants and nobody can answer me. Anyways, we went in though and I want to buy the whole store and I buy the Kids Gap is so fire. Wes only wears Kids Gap. Like, it's just high quality. It's cute. They have good basics. That's all. Yeah. Mine was honestly, my last thing was just the entire store of Gap.
I was going to say when we were in there, I was wanting all those like cute sets, like the sweater and the pants sets. Like, I was like, I love these.
Yeah, but then you look and it's $125.
It's so expensive, sadly. But yeah, Gap is fire. Okay, guys, we're now gonna dive in to our beauty faves that we've been loving this winter. My first thing, I actually just got it for my birthday from Daily, so shout out to Daily again. That's 2 shout outs for you this episode, girly. I am obsessed with the Milk Makeup Cheek and Lip Tint. It's like a Milk Makeup Cooling Water Jelly. It's like a long name. We'll link it down below. But she got this for me in like a cute, again, burgundy. Like,
surprise, surprise.
Am I okay? No, a cute burgundy color. It's so fun for fall and going into winter. I'm loving it.
That's fire. Did you do the Sephora sale? Did you buy anything?
I didn't buy anything. Because I feel like I have my staples.
I'm not a huge makeup girly. One, I'm not a good enough artist to know how to. If you are a big makeup girly, shout out. I'm jealous.
Teach us your ways. We need to have you on the pod so you can literally tell us what we need to buy.
Yeah, and I don't want this to come across as like, oh, I'm just so minimal. Natural. Like, I just don't know. It's, I don't know how. And if I do, I look like a clown. So there's that. I don't do much, but one of my favorite things, I just went with my sister-in-law and got a bunch of makeup. Well, she got a bunch of makeup because she has planned it to where she runs out of all of her staples so that she can buy them during the sale. Wow. I'm like, you're a genius.
That is so smart.
Genius queen girl. But the one thing that I got was the Drunk Elephant bronzer drops. I'm not over it. And it's wintertime, and every single person on my TikTok says that I'm pale, so.
Okay, let's just go rewind. You're lying. We're not saying you're pale.
I literally was like, should I dye my hair brown? Everyone in the comments, no, you just need a spray tan, girlfriend. I'm like,
because if you are
Reagan included. stupid. Okay,
I was one of the people.
This was a hate crime. I literally was just like, just yes or no, and everyone's like, actually, option C, you're pale. I'm like, oh, needed that.
I just feel like when you feel like you need to make a big change or having like a crisis, and you're like, I need to do something. It's because you're not tan.
No, that's true. I think
having a tan fixes all your problems
for sure. So, anyways, you know, I went and got bronzer drops.
And how do you feel?
I love them. And I'm like, I tried the L'Oreal Glotion, and I just feel like it doesn't hit the same as the Drunk Elephant bronzer drops. So,
dang. I'm sorry, because I am a Lumi Glotion stan. I put that crap on every day. If you know me.
Do you mix it in with, like, a lotion, or you just put it straight on your face?
I slap that thing straight on my face.
I think mine's too dark, because I try to do, like...
You do not want the darkest one. You want 903, everybody. 903.
Writing that down. Gloomy
lotion. Everybody go get it.
Guys, I'm also so pale, so...
I'll link that, too. But the Drunk Elephants always slap. They're just expensive.
Literally. I think this is the one that I have, and it looks
so... 903?
No, I must have a darker one. We'll go check after this.
Okay, yes.
Okay, what else you got?
What else? I got the Merit Beauty Bronzer Stick. I bought this for myself for my birthday because I had the Charlotte Tilbury bronzing wand that's like the little daughter one. I have so much beef with Charlotte Tilbury because that packaging sucks. Okay? It exploded the second day I got it. It's all over my makeup bag. I had to keep it in a plastic separate bag. Like, I was literally like, this is so annoying. And guess what? I spent $40 on it.
There goes our brand deal. Well, Charlotte will never hit us up.
No, sorry. They need to fix their packaging, and then they can hit me up. Because I stan Merit Beauty. I got the Merit Beauty bronzing stick. So creamy, beautiful, delicious. Love it.
Okay, my sister-in-law literally said the same thing. That's one of the things that she got from the sale because she was like, it blends so well. And again, back in, let's think, 2015, my mom and I went ham in Sephora and got me the Tarte palette, which had like contour, blush, everything. Man, that thing did not blend. And I was just basically drawing lines on my face. So again... If there's a makeup artist out there who wants to show me how to use actually anything other than mascara, would love that.
Seriously, come on. My friend Sydney Roth is fire at makeup, so she could probably teach us a few things.
Yeah.
But yeah, Merit Beauty. I want everything from Merit Beauty.
Have you done their blush?
No, I need it,
though. I tried out their blush in store, and I think, like, I don't even know the color, honestly. Sorry, guys. But it was burgundy. And it was so good.
Okay, I'm gonna go buy it.
Because, again, I look, what is the word, gauntly in the wintertime? Everyone, people ask.
What is the word, gauntly?
I am not kidding you. People will be like, oh, are you sick? And I'm perfectly healthy, other than the fact that it's wintertime and I'm internally dying. So we gotta just.
We're gonna get you in the beds. Everybody's gonna come for
Guys, when I have skin cancer at the ripe age of 32, it's Reagan's fault. Because guess what? She's convinced me.
Guys, everybody's going to come for me. Actually, I'm not actually going to bring this up or talk about it because I don't actually care what people think.
I will say,
I'm just going to...
I've never been happier or sexier than when I was doing the vids.
And I stand that. And if I want to have good, I want to have a good month, I'm going to the beds, okay? If I want to be happy, I'm going to the beds, especially in the winter. You guys don't understand. I come from Arizona. I can't be doing this winter, okay?
I'm convinced that everyone from Arizona is, like, 10% hotter than everybody else because they're all tan. It has to be.
I'm telling you, a tan fixes everything.
I'm, like, low-key wanting Ty to get into the beds because I'm like, what's going on?
I want Lawrence to get into the beds just to, like, experience what I'm experiencing because he would be like, I understand.
Oh.
No, he would be like, I understand why you go do that every day.
I would go, my family moved to Idaho, like, right after I graduated, and it was still wintertime there in May, okay? And I was like, Dad, I gotta get a membership. And I would go in there and just defrost.
It's so amazing. It was and now glorious. They have the beds with the blue lights and...
The blue lights? I thought it was blue red light.
They have red light and blue light beds. And a blue light is really good for you in the winter when you're sad and depressed.
They're
really.
Trying to sell you on the fact, like, yes. They're like, this is so good for you. Just ignore the skin cancer part. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care if I look
wear
like,
my sunscreen.
If I look like a leather chair by the time I'm 80, I did it right. Okay? Literally, give me wrinkles, give me sun damage. I'm fat and ugly anyways. Boobs on the floor. Who cares? I don't want to be pale and ugly in my 20s. Literally,
we're going to get so canceled for the
My brother-in-law's going to come for me because he literally is in medical school right now. Yeah. He was like...
Everybody comes for me, but guess what? I'm not listening to you, so don't care. Literally, don't care. Okay, last thing I put was I got my eyelashes lifted and tinted for my birthday.
They look so good still. So good.
This is why I got them done, like, a long time ago, like... I don't remember when. And I was like, this is so awesome, this is so awesome, this is so awesome. They wear off and I forget. I forget that I need to get a lash lift and tint because, guys, my lashes are straight and, like, they do not curl. They do not stay curled.
Look at mine right now. I literally need to.
Okay, so go to...
Mallory.
Mallory, if you're listening. My nail girl does my lashes and she kills it every time.
Does she do eyebrow lamination?
She doesn't, but she has a friend that does it. So okay. She has a good recommendation for eyebrows, too.
Guys, my eyebrows stick straight on my forehead. Actually, no. They go down. So, I get out my got-to-be gel because screw you, Elf brow gel. You do nothing for me.
Don't disrespect.
No, they do nothing.
Don't disrespect. I use that every day.
Well, okay, because you have, like, normal brows. My eyebrow hair, so coarse. Mm. It's so coarse. And it sticks straight down. And I look like my father, okay? So... The way that it lifts my whole face, and I immediately feel hotter.
If your eyebrows are done?
If I do nothing other than get Gatsby gel and lift my eyebrows every single day and curl my lashes, I've done enough.
Yes, then you really should invest in an eyebrow lamination and a lift and tint on your lashes. Like, that'll save you so much time, and you'll feel great waking up every single day. You should do that.
Honestly, as a mom, it's all about making your life simpler.
So true.
Because I'd be doing my mascara and Wes is like, I want some. And I'm like, no, sir. First of all, I'm scared I'd stab you in the eye because I've stabbed myself in the eye 3 times this morning.
Yeah, so, like, and he just wants your attention. So it's like, you don't have time.
And I hate taking it off at the end of the day.
Yes, mascara is the worst.
But yours looks so good. I was literally going to ask you.
Thank you. This is no mascara.
They literally look so good. I thought you had eyelash extensions on your birthday.
Oh no, that was just my lift and tan. Thanks, Mel. Shout out to Nails by Mel. Follow her on Instagram, book your appointment to either get your nails done or your lashes or both.
Okay? Yeah. And we'll put her Instagram on our story when this episode comes out. So my other things was, guys, Saint-Tropez, is that how you say it?
Oh, yes.
Their face self-tanning mist is so fire. It lasts like 2 days and it doesn't, my beef with self-tanners is like, I have nerve neck, okay? So I have the lines underneath my neck, and my self-tanner gets, like, creased in it. Mm. Doesn't do that. And it's so good, and it fades so well. And you just get in the morning, and you just spray it on your face. It doesn't smell bad, and it's so fire. So, like, that's one of my things that I feel like is going to be a staple, because sometimes I don't want to do a full self-tan. And I just want my face, and, like, the rest of my body's covered anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, in the winter.
So that's one of them. Also dyeing my eyebrows with men's beard dye. I forget. Your eyebrows add so much to your face. I go to this place and they thread my eyebrows for $9. And every time I walk out of there, I'm like, I feel so freaking fire. Mm-hmm. And then I go home and dye them myself. And I'm like, this is amazing. So I think if I just got lamination, because I heard you're not supposed to dye before the lamination because it'll turn your eyebrows orange.
Oh, wow.
So
like
perm solution would mix with the dye.
Oh, wow.
So you have to perm them and then you dye them.
Okay.
But I think that would just be my saving grace.
You should do it.
I should, honestly.
Ask for that for Christmas from your parents.
What?
Eyebrow lamination and lash lift and tint.
Marnie, if you're listening.
So true. That's such a good gift.
That really is.
I'll get you a lash lift and tint for your birthday from Mel.
Well, what am I going to get you?
Or, I mean, for your birthday. For Christmas. I don't need anything. Said enough for me.
You're like, but you need it. I don't need anything, but like, you need it, girl.
I just got it. And I'm like, you would love it. So
why don't we just book them at the same time and go?
Okay, let's do it.
I'll pay for yours and you'll pay for mine.
Okay, perfect. Is that all your beauty stuff?
Hydrocolloid pimple patches for $7 for a pack of 180. Yeah. My sister Tennessee put me onto this. Oh my gosh. I have been buying like the hero patches.
Yeah, I love them.
For $12 for a pack of 12. They're $1 each.
I love them.
I break out too much for a girl to be paying that much, okay? My sister's like, no, you need these. They have all different sizes. They're the exact same thing. They just don't have serums, which the serum's not doing anything. And I just bought them. And I was like, what a perfect stocking stuffer.
This is amazing. You need to link these.
I will. I'll link them. Okay. Guys, life freaking hack, but also don't sell them out because then Tennessee will be mad at me because she loves them.
Don't worry. We only have a few followers, so we're in
guys,
the clear.
Guys, don't sell them out.
All a million of you. Please, yeah. Stop.
Give us a break. We're trying to answer you guys as fast as we can.
Guys, okay. Shout out to the people that actually listened to us. We love you.
No, shout out to the people who told us they listened, too.
Yes, that was so sweet. We didn't touch on that, and we really are grateful for all of you.
If you listen, send us a picture of you listening, because it made my day.
Yes, it was really so cute, and if you texted us, we love you. It's so nice, and we're just two girls yapping, so it's fun to know that you guys are listening.
I know. I like being validated. People being like, you're funny. I was like, needed that
today. I'm like,
today.
Really? Was I annoying? Every time someone told me they listened, I was like, was I so annoying? Like, I'm sorry, bro.
No, literally. Okay, guys, we have to talk about this really quick. Reagan edited the first one, and I edited the second one.
Oh, yeah.
I cut so much of myself out. And then Reagan goes, well, I cut so much of myself out. That is true. I listened to the first one. I was like, I'm annoying. Annoying.
because I let you talk more because I was like, I hate myself.
I cut out a 10-minute segment of me interrupting Reagan. Guys, 10 minutes of me being like, watch this video. I forgot we were recording. Literally, I'm like, okay, moving along. And Reagan, I'm listening. I'm like, she's so eloquent. And I'm like,
no.
And I'm like, like, what am I saying? Nothing.
No, guys, I'm not eloquent at all.
Okay, activities. What are we excited for?
So much. For Christmas, so much.
I know, we just put up our Christmas tree. And
I'm excited to decorate my house for Christmas because I know I don't stay in Utah for Christmas. I go travel home to either Lawrence's family or my family. This year we're going to Arizona. But just, like, getting in the Christmas spirit and decorating my apartment is, like, fun. And it's so cute. And I know I just have a tiny apartment, but I'm excited to just, like, put up my tree and play Christmas music.
It's so fun. Doing it with a kid hits so hard. I mean, like, Lawrence was here, and my son's obsessed with Lawrence. So he did not give a freak about the Christmas tree.
Yes.
But I know he'll wake up tomorrow and be like, cool.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, fun. Hanging up a third stocking is so fun.
So
and, like,
cute.
Ty and I getting to go to Christmas. Like, I don't even care about getting stuff for myself this Christmas because I am spending my entire budget on Wes because giving him things is so fun. Not to be materialistic or anything, but, like, I just love it. Like, he's really into Bluey right now, and I just bought him little Bluey action figures, and I'm
cute.
Like,
he's gonna be so excited.
But also, every day, I'm like, should I just open it and give it to him? I'm the worst. Ty, if you're listening, he knows this. It's my worst trait, is I'll be like, okay, I got your Christmas gift in September. And he's like, cool. And I'm like, do you want to know what it is? He's like, no.
You want to open it?
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, I do not let Lawrence know a thing. I'm like, you don't get to open this till the day of. Sorry, sir. Like, no. Yeah. I'm a Scrooge. I'm so annoying.
No, I just, I'm exactly like my dad. My dad would be that way. He's just like, I can't buy anything for mom until the week of because then I'll just give it to her. And my mom's like, you suck.
You suck because everything's gone the week of, bro.
I know, and she has nothing to open on Christmas morning because you opened it a week before. And so she's just like, I know. And my dad's like, I can't go Christmas shopping for the kids. I'll just give it to him. Like, I'm just exactly like him too. I just like can't wait. And I will say, I'm an amazing gift giver. Ty, he's also really good.
That's so awesome.
Like, at first he wasn't, but now I'm like, okay, I actually have no idea what I'm getting for Christmas. And he's like, you'll love it. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's so cute. I love that. I'm excited to just do, like, all the little crafts that there are this Christmas. I'm, like, scrolling on my For You page, and there's so many cute crafts. Like,
I know. This girl decorated her whole house under $50, and I'm like, I want to do that.
Yeah, so many bows, crafts, Reese. The gingerbread houses, just everything. I just want to do it all, like,
I know.
I'm really excited for the Christmas crafts. I know it's November.
I know.
I'm sorry. And I do wait until after Thanksgiving, which I don't want to skip over Thanksgiving. I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. I love a Thanksgiving. I love the vibes. I love the food. I love how grateful everybody is and getting to reflect on all the things that you're grateful for. It's really a great holiday, and I don't want to glaze over that because I do love Thanksgiving. So I am excited to go home for Thanksgiving and just do all the Thanksgiving
things. Are you doing Thanksgiving in Arizona too? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're doing both?
Yeah, I'm doing both this
year.
That's
so fun.
Yeah.
We're also going to be in Arizona for Thanksgiving, or for Christmas, so I'm like, we gotta...
Yes, me and Rach gotta link up in Arizona. That'll be a
Meg's
fun...
gotta meet my son.
Yes, so true.
Reagan's mom used to do my eyelash extensions. I don't know if we've talked about that, but literally the last time she did my eyelash extensions, I talked to her about getting pregnant, and that was 2 years before I even got pregnant, and now I actually have a baby, and I'm like, hey.
Here's my kid.
Hey.
Yeah, they need to come over and we'll, like, pickleball. It'll be so fun.
I know. And I feel like Thanksgiving hits in Arizona because it's, like, 60 degrees.
Oh my gosh, it's perfect weather in Arizona right now.
It's for amazing.
I'm very excited. It will be great. It's my first, our first Thanksgiving. My dad's side of the family is coming into town. Sarah, if you're listening, can't wait to hang, girl. Like, all my cousins, they're coming into town. It's going to be fun.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm really excited.
One thing about Reagan is she's tight with her cousins.
Yeah. My cousins are my homies for sure.
Like, I swear half of the party at your birthday party was your
family.
Cousins.
Mm-hmm. Most, and some second cousins. Like, most second cousins. Like, I'm really tight with my second cousins.
I'm not even close with my first cousins. But also, in my defense, guys, my dad is one of 10. And all 10 of those kids had 10 kids, so I have 100 plus cousins.
Yeah, that's hard.
I'm like, who are you?
What's your name again?
And some of them are 45 years old.
That's how Lawrence's family is.
Yeah.
Like, he just has so many cousins.
So it's just like,
there's certain families that you're close with. Yeah. Yes, yes.
But Reagan's like, I'm tight with everybody.
I think I was blessed with the coolest family.
Oh, no, she is.
On both sides. Like, I really am, like... I love my family. They're so lit. So if my family's listening to this...
Love you guys.
Love you
guys. We keep saying that. We kept being like, if anybody is listening...
If anybody is out there...
We literally had 150 downloads.
Yeah, they're not listening to this.
I'm like, they are listening.
People are out there listening. Yeah, some of these people are listening for sure.
Yeah.
The last thing I was gonna put is, I just put down, like, antique stores. One night when Lawrence came home from work, I was like, let's go to this antique store that's, like, 5 minutes away from our house. And he was like, okay, let's go. And it was so fun. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Why am I not doing this more? Like, just to look around and to see all the vintage Christmas stuff. Wow. It just makes my heart full. Like, I'm just so happy.
I love vintage stores because I'm a knick-knack girly to my heart.
Same.
I want something in this weird specific place in my house.
Mm-hmm. That I can just, literally, that I can just put there and look at and, like, put stuff in. I don't know. It's so cute.
Yeah,
So that's another thing that you guys should all go do. Find an antique store close to you and run it up. Just for the vibes. Like, yeah, so just hit up the antique stores for the vibes.
Literally, vibes are so good. I am kind of disappointed we don't have snow yet because I'm like...
Girl, no.
But okay, I only like snow during the holidays. January 1st comes around. That's when Utah decides to dump. And I'm like...
No.
Okay.
I'm over the snow.
I'm like, where are the tulips?
But
where are the
daisies? And Lawrence today... went out to breakfast this morning, and we sat outside by a little fire. We got hot chocolate. Like, I was like, it's 50, it was like 50 degrees. Like, I was wearing a sweater, my Uggs. I'm like, this is perfect. This is perfect.
And that's what's amazing about Arizona is it's as low as it goes. Maybe it's like 45.
At night.
Maybe.
In the middle of the night, but that's very rare.
Yeah. Whereas Utah, it turns into nighttime, and it's like, oh... Negative 10, guys.
Literally, this last week was chilly, did you think?
Yes, and then today the sun came out, and I looked at the weather, and it was like 58, and I was like, Ty, we have to go on a walk, even though I'm on my deathbed.
Yes, no, seriously. I'm not praying for snow yet. Once Christmas comes, it can snow, because I won't be here. That's so terrible.
You're such an Arizona.
Sorry for the people that
Ty
love
is the
snow.
Exact same way, though. He's like, I only want snow when I'm snowboarding. Yeah. And if I'm not, go away.
Yeah.
But also, I say this where I'm like, I want there to be snow, and then I forget. Driving in the snow? Oh, on the phone with my therapist because I feel like I'm dying.
Literally, absolutely not. Count me out for driving in snow. If you guys know me, you know I'm not driving in the snow.
You're going to be like, let's record at my place. I'm not driving to you.
Literally, I will. I will be like, sorry, girly. It's dumping on me. I'm not going.
No, literally.
Just kidding. I'm committed, I will come, but, like, really, I hate driving in the snow, it scares me.
Yeah.
But it's because I didn't grow up doing it.
I didn't either.
In Texas, yeah. If it snowed, school is out for 2 weeks.
So lit, bro.
It was like, bye. We don't have chains for our buses. Bye.
Okay, one of my favorite activities is looking at Christmas lights, and my neighborhood goes stupid for Christmas lights.
That's so fun.
I'm excited to do, like, a little walk around with West. My family used to do the Polar Express, and for those who don't know, I'm number 5 out of 10, so my mom had a 12-passenger van. So what we would do is we would hang battery-operated lights inside the van. We'd all have hot chocolate. Mm. We'd get in, blast music, go drive around to, like, the really nice neighborhoods and go look at Christmas lights. It hits so hard. But here's the thing. West hates the car, so I feel like I'll have these expectations that it'll be fun, and then West is just going to be like, I'm going to be like, yeah. Okay.
Hopefully he will be mesmerized by the lights, so yeah. He won't be, like, so sad about being in the car.
True. Not that anybody probably knows, but if you have an 18-month-old who hates the car and you figured something out with that's not a tablet, let me know. But yeah, that's one of my other favorite activities. And I think the last one is just, like, baking holiday desserts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the smell of, like...
The candles. I'm excited for the candles. Like, the peppermint.
I just ordered one from Target.
Ugh, I'm so excited. Yeah. Christmas vibes are coming, guys. And Christmas is so happy. And I'm so excited.
Yeah. And honestly, I would love to hear your favorite beauty products, your favorite clothing items right now, and your favorite, like, winter activities. Especially if you're local to Utah and there's, like, a specific thing that you do every year here, comment them because I want to know.
Yeah, we want to know. We want to go do them. The last thing I was going to say is all my Utah... Well, I guess they have them in Arizona now, too. So, Slay. Swig has their freaking Christmas cookie out.
Is it good?
It slaps. It's a chocolate crinkle cookie with peppermint frosting. It's so good. So, please go try it.
Is it like the crumble cookie? I tried it the other day. Do you like crumble?
Sorry, no.
Me either. Oh, wait, we know this because we did Twisted Sugar instead.
Yes, I love Twisted Sugar. Their Christmas cookie, so good. Can't wait for that to come out. But Swig is doing it this year, and it's already out, and it's very, very good.
I'm going to have to make a video of me trying the Swig.
Yes, go try it. And they have their holiday drinks out. I'm not really a big soda, like Dr. Peppery. Like, I love Dr. Pepper, but...
She's a Red Bull girly.
Yes. So, I haven't tried any of the holiday drinks, but I did try the cookie, and it slaps. Oh, so, everybody go try it.
Me and my sister, we went to the library, and there's a Swig right next to it, and she got, like, the almond Rocca root beer, and I was like, I'm gonna throw up. That sounds awful, but she said it was good. It was just
$7. And really? I was like... What size?
32.
Oh, geez.
$7. Wait, maybe it was 5. Maybe I'm being traumatic. Maybe our whole thing was $7.
Yeah.
But I when I go, it's just to get a Dr. Pepper. Like, I don't get the syrups.
Oh, you're not a syrup girl.
No, too much syrup makes my tummy hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, you submitted your winter faves, and we have to talk about this really quick. We almost forgot. But let's just go through them, because I want to try some of these out.
Literally. Okay. I'm just gonna read them off. I'm not gonna say who submitted them, but thanks so much everybody who submitted them. Laneige Lip Glowy Balm.
Okay, that I have beef with Laneige.
Really?
I think I'm allergic to them because they dry my lips out and it burns.
That's so lame. My mom has Laneige and I steal it from her. And then I got a pack of Laneige for Christmas last year and I loved it. Like, so I need to go try this.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like the sleeping balm or if it's just the lip... Like,
yeah.
The lip mask, or if that's just the normal balm.
Yeah, let us know. The Charlotte Tilbury Magic Face Cream is so good.
Okay. Not me saying I hate Charlotte Tilbury. Okay, but I was talking about the packaging of their
bronzer. Nothing to do with the actual
product. I'm sure this is amazing.
Yeah.
But, girly, is it $1 million?
Probably.
And the Benetint Lip and Cheek is a must. Okay, this is exactly like I was thinking the same thing. This goes hand in hand with my Milk lip, cheek, and lip stain. So I need to, but my sister used to have the Benefit and I need to hop on that.
Okay, next is the Babe Lash. Did you ever do Babe Lash?
I've never done Babe Lash.
I get worried because people are like, it creates, like it makes your under eye circles so bad.
Oh.
Because there's like an ingredient in it. I need to check my sources, but I'm almost positive. Guys.
It probably works great on some people and not on others.
Yeah. If you've done Babe Lash, let me know your experience. Because I'm terrified.
And I also have seen, like, my nail girlie told me a natural alternative, so I need to try that one. The Glymed hydrating mask.
Wait, what's that? I've never even heard of that.
Dude, Glymed is, like, what all the estheticians use. That brand and Face Reality. Have you not seen the
Glymed? No, what? If I saw the packaging, maybe.
Yeah.
I need to hop on that.
I know.
My face is... a face mask?
Yeah. Oh, I need to try it.
So we are trying this.
Yeah.
The Beef Tallow and Rem Beauty Lip Gloss and Cherry Cola.
Beef Tallow is popping off right now.
It is popping off. I must
hop on this. Should we try it?
Yeah, we should do a video and try it.
We should try it. Okay, and last but not least, the Aritzia Cozy Fleece Mega Fit Hoodies.
Honestly, anything from Aritzia for the freaking winter or fall is a must.
Truly.
I stan Aritzia. So, thanks everybody for submitting those.
And submit more.
Submit more, literally. It's more fun when we have you guys to talk to, honestly. We're also going to be posting episodes of people writing in to us eventually down the road. So, that'd be so awesome for you guys to write in. But seriously, thanks so much for your write-ins, and thanks for listening to us. We love you guys so much.
Yeah, thanks for rewinding and relaxing with us, and we'll see you next week. Bye, guys!